We have a whole din daf memches amar alef on top. The Mishnah says, "Mi shaloi bichre ishtoi," a man that his wife did not give birth yet. The yolda shnei zchorim, the first time she gave birth, they had two boys, twins. The halacha is nois and heis loim l'koyin. Even though we're not sure which one is the bechor, but still the ma'is said there is a vade bechor here, so he has the chiyuv to give heis loim to the koyin. What's going to be nois echad mehem b'terech shloishim yoyim? Let's say one of these twins die within 30 days. So locher is av potter. The father is potter now from the mitzvah tidina ben, because the father has a right to say to the koyin, like hamaytzim chaveroi. The father has a right to say, most probably it's the koyin, it's the bechor that died. And if you want to collect your heis loyim, you have to prove it. So in other words, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that this mitzvah tidina ben is not considered like a safek issa that he has to go to chumrah. But any time it's a suffix, whether the father has to pay the money or not, it's a pure mumnistik halachum, and we say a meisim mechaveru all over rayam, therefore the father is potter from pinyin haben. And who adin the son also, the life son is also potter from pinyin haben, for the same svara. The kik always tell the kayin, it was my brother, that was the bechor, not me. What's going to be meisu av? Let's say the father dies. Vi habonim kayomim. Now both sons, the twins, are still alive, and the father did not make the mitzvah of pidyon haben yet. So Rabbi Meir says, "Im nosnu at shaloi cholku nosnu," that if they gave the money before they made a chalukah, before they made the din yerush, before they divided up the father's property, then lemaisa what they gave is called the mitzvah, the mekayim the mitzvah. But v'imlav peturim, if they did not give the money yet before they made a chalukah, then after they divide up the property, then both of them are potter from giving heis loyim to the kohen. And we'll see in the Gemara why. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, Rabbi Yehuda says, nischayv u'nechosim, no, there was ready a chiyuv chal already. The nichsiyah by the father's nechosim, it's a chal chiyuv to give heis loyim to the kohen. So melo now, the kohen's like a bal chayv and has a right to be pareya from either one of the sons. They're yashening the father. The father's nechosim is mechuyiv to pay heis loyim to the kohen. Now, what's going to be when the wife first gives birth to twins, but it's a zocher and a keva? Let's say she gave birth to one boy and one girl. We have a suffix now, which one was the bechor? If it's the keva, they're potom. So, locher is, ain't kan the kohen klum. The kohen has a right, he does not receive anything. Again, it's a moitza mechavir olavarayim. They have a right to say it was the girl that came out first, and therefore there's no mitzvah of pidyon haben. Now the Gemara says, the mitzvah of Amos, that the Mishnah says, that the father dies, that is potter, if they already made a chalukah, that even the bonim are potter. The Gemara says, the mitzvah of Amos, when did the father die? Let me, if you want to tell me, the mitzvah lamajoyim, the father died after the bechor was old 30 days. So Gemara asks the question, Paho, in such a case, Amar Rav Meir, would Rav Meir really say that Kicholku, when the two twins divided up the Nechosim ready, Peturim, that the reporter from the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, as if to say, now we go to each one of them, each one can push away the Kayin, why? For Shtabdim Lula Nichtei, when the father was still alive, and the kid was 30 days old, it was Chal Chiv upon the father, for Pidyon HaBen, and once the Chiv is Chal, it does not go off his Nechosim. So no matter who takes over the Nechosim, it's Chal Chiv to give Heis Eloyim to the Kayin. Ella must be the case of the Mishnah was the mis b'teich lamadyoyim, that the father died before his bechor was 30 days old. If so, then we have a question. Maishana, what's the difference? That ki cholku, diyoz legabi hayumat chilei, diyoz legabi hayumat chilei. So why do we say then that if the koyim first comes, like after the two twins made a chalukah, divided up the nechosim, each one yashin his portion, that each one has the right to push away the kohen and say, I'm not the bechor. Go to my brother, he's the bechor. In so kiloi choku, even before they made the chalukah, before they took the Yerusha apart, nami, still, when the kohen goes to this twin, leza legabi hai, v'let chayil, let his twin say, I'm not the kohen, go to my brother. V'leza legabi hai, v'let chayil, then the kohen goes to the other twin, he'll also say he's not the kohen. So what's the difference of Rav Meir, whether there was a chalukah or not a chalukah? If the father died before the kid was 30 days old, it's like it was not chal achiv upon the father. Elamai wat achiv should be chal upon the bonim themselves. Each ben has a right to be matzah the current to say minasof, like he's not the bechor. So when it says, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Zay say merit, and there I have a proof, that Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. You have two people that have the exact same name. Two Yosef ben Shimon. Shoyibir Achaz. They're both living in the same city. V'lokhu sode b'shutfis. That they both bought a field together b'shutfis. They're both a shutfis partner in the same field. So now, Baal Choyiv goy voisem mehem. Or Baal Choyiv that lend money to one of them. And he wants to come and collect. He lent him $100. He wants to collect his $100 worth. So he has the right to take away $100 from this field. L'manavshach. Even though usually if he goes to one Shimon ben Yosef, if he doesn't have any proof, he's the one he lent money to, he could always say, I'm not the one, you lent him some to the other one. And each one separately could be matka, throw him away. But now that they both bought a field, a partnership, so the Baal Chayv has a right to collect. Because the Amalei, the Baal Chayv, the Malv has a right to say to either one of these, Shnei Yosef and Shimon, listen, if you're the one that I really lent you the $100, when I'm taking now $100 out of this field, I'm taking your portion from this field because you owe me the $100. Elamai, what do you want to say? That you're not the leiva, but it's the other partner, the other Shimon, he's the leiva. If so, and even if you're right that I lent the money to your partner, but okay, I'm taking the same $100 worth of this field, he's also a partner in this field, so I'm on the right to take $100 out of this field. So that's Pshat now Mishnah also, that before they made a chalukah, it's like both brothers are partners in the father of the chosim. So since the partners, the kohen has a right to come and take away 5 sloyim from Manashach. As if to say, this money right now, it belongs like to both of you. So out of both of you, for sure there's a vavachiv to pay at least one hey sloyim. Because out of these two twins, one of them is sure is the bechor. So therefore, before they made a chalukah, the kohen has a right to collect and take the hey sloyim. But after they made a chalukah, then they're not partners anymore. Then each one has his own chelik. Then when the kohen goes to each one of them, that twin has a right to be matka the kohen, go to the other one. Omar Rabbi says, Nichti, let's see. Nichti devar inish, the property of a person in an arvin bay. They're like an oriv, they're like a cosigner, they're like a guarantor. The property is a guarantor for the owner. But the pshat for an oriv is, meika midi, do we ever have a case that to the loiver himself you can't ask the money for? Oliyar of Matzi Tovalei. But if you go to the guarantor, how could that be? Like here, if you go to the twins themselves, each twin has a right to be matzi and say, I'm not the Bechor, go to my brother. But now when you have the property that they both own b'shutfis, you want to say you can take away from the property is only like an orif, they're only a guarantor for the twins, for the owners. So in a case where you can't take the money away from the owner, from the lawyer himself, there's no way you can go to the orif. That's Rava's question. And what Tanan we learned, that Hamalva es chaver ayde orif. If somebody lends money, Ruvain lends money to Shimon, ayde orif, that worked as a guarantee, Yehuda will guarantee that in case Shimon can't pay the money back, Yehuda will pay back. Now the law is this Malva Ruvain, lo yifrim in orif, he's not allowed to go straight to you and ask him for the money. And the kind when we come out, one step shot over there in that Gemara, in Baba Basra, that the lo yifrim in orif chila, you're not allowed to go straight to the orif, to Yehuda first. But rather, the Malva Reuven has to first go to Shimon, the one he lent the money to. And only after Shimon says he has no money, then you go to the Orif. But first you have to go to complain to the Leiva. See, you can't, therefore, rub old, you have no right to take away from the Nechotim. Since when you go to the twins themselves, they have a right to push you away, you can't get the property. Therefore, Ella rather, Rava learns like this, Pshana Mishnah. Ella rather, Amar Rava. Liyer, learn really the case of Mishnah was Shemais Liachala Majoyim. That the father died, the father of these twins died after they were 30 days old. And therefore the question was, if so, the father was ready mechuyiv to the chiv chal upon the nechosim, and to the father the kohen could go. There's no suffer, the father of Adi owns hay sloyim. So what's the shaila now? Why do we say that after chalukah the twins are potter? The Mara says, v'dika nichsei tuvif, there'll be a lot of nechosim, the father yashin left over a lot of nechosim, hochinami d'shokol, then for sure enichnami. Even after the two brothers made a chalukah, divided off the property, but so what, the chi was already chal on the property, about that they would both have to pay. The kohen could take the money. But v'hocha b'may yaskin, and Rav learned, you know what Mishnah is talking about? So yocha b'may yaskin, and kogoyin, t'leka elech chomis loyim, I'll tell you there's only chomis loyim. The father only left over property worth 5 sloim, the amount you have to give to the kohen. So what's the shaila? Well, the kuliyam, everybody agrees, is lud rabasi. Everybody holds from rabasi's halacha. That the yom rabasi says, ho'achin shecholkum. When two brothers yarshin the father, when the father dies and leaves over property for two brothers, the halacha is, mach for yarshin and mach for kuchas. We have a halacha, half of the property they take has a halacha yarshin on it, and half of it has a halacha of lekuchas. In other words, we have a suffix, Rashi says, whether we pass in yesh breira or ain breira. When the father dies, if you say yesh breira, we would say that later when they divide up the property, the portion that each one takes, that really was fit to go to him when the father died. That would be called the Torah of Yerusha. If you owed ain breira, that means when the father dies, we did not know exactly which property is supposed to go to Reuven, which one goes to Shimon. So later when Reuven takes his half, we're not sure it's his half, maybe really he's taking Shimon's half. So how can he keep it either Gazdim? The Torah says that they sell it one to another, they make up to like Lekuchay. Even if I take your half, I'm like selling you your half. So if you have a suffix, whether you hold Yesh Breira or Ein Breira, that's what Rabasi holds. They have half the property they take has Lucky Yerusha on it, as if they deserved it from the time the father died. And the other half they take has a look like Lekuchay, as if they're buying it one off another. So that's that, this cloud they both hold. And secondly, with the kuli yam, everybody agrees that milva ksuva b'chayra lav ksuva b'shtar dami. This milva, this chiyah, the Torah says that you have to be toyed to haben. It's not like it's written in the Torah. So there is, even though the Torah gives you a chiyah of pidgin haben, and one man yam says that's considered as if there's a shtar. Here we hold no. We hold that milva. Everybody holds here milva ksuva b'chayra. I'll tell you is lav ksuva b'shtar dami. And also the Kuliyam, the Islud Rapapa, everybody agrees both remain the Tanakam also from Rapapa's halacha. So what the Yom Rapapa says that Milval Peh, if you lend somebody money, only Val Peh means you do not write it down in the Shtar, the halacha is Goyvim in Ayorshim. Later, even though the Leva dies, you have a right to go down to his son so the Yorshim collects from the Yorshim. But if you ain't Goyvim in Alakuchas, if the Leva himself does not have money anymore, just he sold his property, you cannot collect from the Kuchas. The kuchas you could only collect if you sold it to him, if you lent the money with the shtar. But if no b'bapeh, you cannot collect from the kuchas. So everybody holds from these klolim. So what's the machlekes over here? Hatayi v'hocha b'chomesh v'loy b'chatzi chomesh k'mislegi. Here the machlekes is that you have to pay, let's say, 2.5 sloyim in a case where you can't pay all 5. Do we make you pay 2.5 or do we say no? The chiv tigin ha-ben is either to pay the complete chomesh sloyim. And if you don't have to pay chomesh, then you potter. That the Rav Meir, so Rav Meir holds chomesh v'loy chatzi chomesh. You only have to pay 5. If you only have 2.5 to give, you potter from paying. So in other words, like over here, these two brothers, after they made the chalukah, so they're going now like Rabasi, that half of that Yerusha is called Yerusha, that you should have to pay up the pidyon haben from it, but half of it is called lekuchay. And now the chiyuv pidyon haben has only been milvah b'peh, not b'shtar. And the halacha is the halacha of Papa, that you did not collect a milva b'peh from lekuchas. So therefore, half of the Yerusha they received with Teres Lekucha, the Lekucha is the potter from giving for Pidyon HaBen. So they only have to pay up the other 2.5 that's left over with Teres Yerusha. Again, the father only left over 5 sloyim worth of karka. When the two brothers yashin it, even though the chiv was chal upon the nechassim, because the father was mechuyev to pay, but now when the two sons yashin it, half of that remains lekuchas. So 2.5 sloyim worth of it, the kohen can't collect now from the kuchas, because it's a milva b'peh. Only the other half, 2.5 sloyim worth of the Yerusha, which that we say milva b'peh could be given from Yerusha. That's the machlokes. Remeir says you're potter from paying now, because since you don't have a chiyuv to pay 5, you don't have to pay 2.5 either. If you have used this server, no. Chomesh v'afilu chatzi chomesh also. Even though you only have a chiyuv to pay 2.5, we make you pay that much also. That's the machlokes. That's where Rebbe learns. Where's the question? If so, Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah, Nischayv u'nechosim? Why does it say the nechosim? Nischayv u'gavri miboyle. Should have said stronger. The pshat is, since the father was alive, when the Bechor was 30 days old, so the chalachiv upon the father. It should have said a stronger lashon. It should have said, Nischayv u'gavri miboyle. Should have said, that the chiv was chal upon the father already. V'yoyt, secondly, Tanya, you've learned clearly. Rabbi Yehuda holds. V'achim shecholku. If Achim divide up the Yerusha of their father, in Yesh Asar Rezuz Lezeh. V'Asar Rezuz Lezeh Chayovim. If there's 10 zuz to this one and 10 zuz to that one, they have a chiyuv to give pidyon haben. Rashi says, Asara zuz is there. Tainu beis sloim apalga. Each one has beis sloim and a half. There's a chiyuv of pidyon haben. V'im lav turim. Now, my Asara zuz is there. I wasn't meant to say Asara zuz is there. Elam, if you want to tell me bein birusha bein lekuchais, then it means to say that they yashin this, and between the half they have for Yerusha and half they have for lekuchais, each one only got 2.5 sloyim. If so, then the chomesh, afil chati chomesh, that Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to pay even half of the chomesh, not a complete chomesh. If so, that's the pshan Rabbi Yehuda, then ihochi ma'iri asara. What does he have to say that each son yashin 10 zuzim for? Afil botim asaranami. No matter how little they yashin, doesn't make enough gemino. If you abuse the holes that no matter how much money you have to pay for pidyon haben. Even in the case where you don't have the 5 sloyim, you only have 2.5, so the same halach would apply if you only have 1.5. So why does he say if each son yashin 10 for each one, why 10 even less than 10? So that can't be the pshat here. El pshit of sure we're talking about now, asor azuz Yerushalizem, the asor azuz Yerushalizem. That if you just say no, each son yashin, but there is Yerusha, 10 zuz, I mean each son yashin, 2.5 sloyim. So it comes out together when they both have to pay now, because since the father was alive, so the chiyuv was already chal, so now both of them have to pay for the kayin 2.5 sloyim. Why do they have to pay? Because they have 5 together. Alma, what do we see pshat Rabbi Yehuda is that chomesh v'lo chati chomesh srilei. If you'd also hold, you only have to pay when you have 5 sloyim to pay, not less. So even Rabbi Yehuda holds the shita, then what's pshat na mishnah, and what's the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, sakash and rova? I'll say like this. The Kuliyama, both remain and Rabbi Yehuda both agree. Chomesh loy chati chomesh. You only have to pay pidyon haben chomesh loyim and not less. The Yochat say here the machlokes is, but the Rabbasi for a proper commitment. The machlokes is, and the Rabbasi didn't have a proper talocha. That's the machlokes. Like we said before, the proper was one that said that Nuba Peh could only collect from Yerushim and not from the Kuchas. So could Rabbi Yehuda old, nor Rabbi Yehuda old, even from the Kuchas also. About Peh could collect. That's where Yehuda holds you have to pay the 5 sloyim, because even though it's Machta Yerusha and Machta Lekuches, but even the part that's Lekuches, maybe he argues on Rav Papa to say you even could collect from the Lekuches even a Nuvah Bapeh. Rashi can say Rav Asi's Allah. That Rav Asi said it's a suffix where the Yesh Berein Breda, where the Chatzi is the Yerusha, Chatzi is Lekuches, could be Rav Yehuda holds we hold Yesh Breira, and the whole thing is called Yerusha. Yeah, well, those things called Yerusha is good. Why they have to pay the 5 sloyim to the kohen? Now the Gemara says, "V'iki sum the master le'asayva." Some learn the soul shalom the sefer the Mishnah. It says, "What nischayv on the chosim?" Yeah. So the mister av Amos. When did the father die? So Rashi says, "Some learn the soul shmeitato on the sefer the Mishnah on Rabbi Yehuda's halacha." That what it says that Yehuda hold the nischayv on the chosim. That since the father was ready mechuyev, therefore they have the kids have to pay now the 8 sloyim. The question they asked on Yehuda in the Sefer is, did Miss Savim, when the father died? He laid with the Mr. Yachas Shoshimim after the kids were after the Bechor 30 days old. The Chadra Meir saw the Chok of Turim, for Ishtablu the Chosim, why? That since the father was alive for 30 days, the Chiv is Chalap on the father, so no matter what the kids do, the Chiv is Chal already. Ella must have returned Shoshim, the father died when the Bechor was less than 30 days old. He saw Kichokum, if the kids make a Chalukah divide up the Yerusha, Amai Mechayvim Yehuda. Why is Yehuda say both of them have to pay? Hey, Sloyim. The current should go to each one of the twins, and each one has the right to push off the current and say, no, I'm not the Bechor, go to the other one. Or Mirim Yirmi says, Shan the Mishnah is, Zois Samaris, here is the proof, that Zois Samaris, that Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, Shoyibi Rachas, if you have two people with the exact same name in the same city, and one bought a field off his chaver, so Baal Choyv gave him a menu. The Baal Chayv of one of them has a right to collect the field from you. The Yomli says like this, listen, if I lent you the money, if you're the Shimon ben Yosef ben Shimon, that I lent the money to, so I'm taking away the portion from you, you owe me the money. The Bechavruch, Ella, my wife, maybe I didn't lend you the money, I lent Yechavruch the money, I lent the money to Yechavruch, Mishtav Dali, Mikar Medidoch, listen, he is Meshubah to you. And so since he's Meshubah to you, I'm taking the chosim away from you and you collect the money from him. Since he sold you this field from Amanashach, that the field is taken away from you, you have a right to collect it from him. So Manu Shachar come and take it away from you. Rashi says, Hachi Nami, this really Achen Shechok L'Kuka saying, Ti Ein Breira. And still Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayiv, even though he holds Ein Breira, still Yechayiv. Because the mind, you bought it off Yechaver, so Manu Shachar, either it's yours, or either if it's Yechaver's, it's Meshuvah to you. So therefore you give it to me and you collect from him. On this again, I'm a Rav. Rav asked the question, no. Michti, let's see. Nichsu, the bar inish, in an Arvin Bay. The property of a person is Marv to you. If so, so since the property is an Arv, is a guarantee, when the owner does not have to pay, you cannot go to the guarantee directly. Okalishna Kama, and if so, we have to come on to the same territory we answered before. There are these that learned this shall start on the Seifa, but the Maskana Sagamor will have to be the same way we learned before in the Reisha. Now the Mishnah says, Shtei Nosh, must say you have two ladies, Shaloi Bichru, that they both did not give birth yet. There was one man has two wives, and they both did not give birth yet. The older Shnei Zchorim, both of them gave birth at the same time, to two Zchorim. So Pshita, the two Bichorim here now, so Nosh and Yutzvayim Lekoyim, Avada, the father has to pay 10 Sloyim Tukoyim. Meisech, and let's say one of these two Bichorim die, Vatarach Shloi Shim Yoyim, Sim Lekoyim Echad Nosh, and let's say you already gave 10 Sloyim to one Koyim. Lachus Yasaloi, that Koyim has to give you back Chomis Sloyim. Because now that one died before 30 days, there's no chi opinion of that one. Let's say Vimlishne Karim Nosan, let's say he gave the money to two different Kanim, and the Yokolot Tim Yodim, he can't get the money back from the Kain. Because each Kain has a right to say, I took the money for the one that's still alive, not for the one that's dead. So again, you can't get your Chomis Loyim back. What's going to be again when your two wives gave birth to Zachar and Akeva? Or else, Oishne Zachar and Akeva? Then the Locher is Loisin Chomish Sloyim Lekain. You have a vadi at least one bechor, so you have to pay chomis loyim. On the other one, you pota because it's a zofik. What's going to be shtei nekevus of zocher or shnei zochor mishnei nekevus? Ain't come the klein klum because it's a zofik. Whether you have a bechor altogether, could be in both cases the nekevus came out first. So you have a moitzim chaveri, you pota from pidyon aben. What's going to be again? You have two wives, achas bichra v'achas lebichra. One wife already gave birth, already one wife did not give birth yet. The older shnei zochor, so pay shita. Noisin chomis loyim nekevim. You have to pay at least chomis loyim nekevim. If he has to give at least once, Nesechemem, let's say one of them died, V'torich Shloi Shem Yoyim, so Ha'av Apota, because the father is right to say, most probably it's the Bechor that died, Torich Shloi Shem, Zechiv is not Chal, and therefore he's Potem Chomish Loyim. What's going to be Nesechemem, let's say the father died, V'yabonim Kiyonim, both sons are alive, so Remei Yoyim there, in Nos Nuach Lechok, if they gave Chomish Loyim, before they made Yerusha, Chaluk and Yerusha, then Nostim, it's the same Echnaim, then they're Mechuyiv to give Heisloyim. It's like the father's property, the father's Mechuyiv to give Heisloyim. The Imlav, but if they did not give the money to live, they made the Chaluk and then Pturim. Since it's their property, now each one has the right to say, I'm not the Bechor. If you do Aymer, Nishchayv and the Chosim know that the Chosim was ready Mechuyiv, and Pshita had Mechuyiv to give Heisloyim to the Koyim. What's going to be now again these two wives, Zorchun and Keva? The one gave birth before and one did not, and they gave birth one now to a Zochman to the Keva. So again, Ein Lekayin Klum, there's no Chiyah Pijin Aben, because the one that did not give birth, he has the right to say, she gave birth to the Keva. What's going to be Shtei Noshim, Shal Shnei Noshim, two different husbands with two different wives? There's two couples, two separate couples. Shlei Bichu, neither of them gave birth yet. The Yoldu Beis Chorim, both couples give birth to a Zochor. Pshit is Zenos Akom, Shlei Lekayin, Zenos Akom, Shlei Lekayin, two Chiyuvim, Pijin Aben. Meisechem Mehem, Beter Shleishim, if they both gave the money to one Koyin, he asked them Chomish Koyin, the Koyin has to return back Chomish Koyin, because sure one is Pota. Im l'shnei kanam nosnu, and in Yechom loitzim yodim, you can't take it back. When the kids got mixed up now, so we did not know which one died, so therefore each Koyin has the right to say, I took the money for the Chai. What's going to be these two couples, Zorch and Akeva? One wife gave birth to a Zorch and one gave birth to an Akeva, and the two kids got mixed up. So it comes out one of them is the Bechor and one is not. So avoyz peturim. The two fathers, like each one has the right to say, my kid was the girl. So the kain goes to each one of them. Each one has the right to say, I don't have the bechor. But the ben chayiv lemaisa, there's a vadi bechor here. So the kid itself, when he grows up, he'll have a chiyah to be proud of himself. That's called the ben chayiv lifted to sat moyim. That's the law. If the father does not do the mitzvah pidyon aben, then the father, the son, has a chiyah to be proud of himself. What's going to be these two couples now? Shtei nekevus zocher. Both of them gave birth to a girl, and one gave birth to a Zohar. There were two girls, both gave birth, let's say the twins. Two girls and two boys. It is so, Enkar Mekoyin Klum. Again, Mekoyin gets nothing over here. Because each father has a right to say that his wife gave birth to a girl first, And who did the bonum also? Each ben has the right to say, my sister was born first. So therefore it's a suffix b'chor all around. Therefore the kohen has no right to collect it all. There's no fear of pitching a ben. What's going to be again these two couples? Achas b'chor v'yachash le'bichor. One wife gave birth already once before and one did not. Now, and shoshnei anoshim, they're from two different husbands. There's two couples. That one couple had a kid already. And now the yodul shnei chorim, these two wives gave birth together. The kids got mixed up. Each one had a zohar. So zohar is zesh le'bichrom. The husband that knows that his wife did not give birth yet, ishtoy zesh le'bichrom ishtoy noisichom shloim l'kayin. That father has a chiyavad if he appointed the ben. Even though he's not sure which one is his kid, but he knows for sure his kid is the bechor. But he knows his wife did not give birth yet. The first time his wife gave birth, and she gave birth to a zohar. Therefore there's a vadi bechor, the father has a chiyavad to be appointed. What's going to be zohar in the cave? These two couples, one gave birth to a cave, one to a zohar. So again, ain't come the kohen klum. The kohen has no right to collect anything here, because the husband of the one that did not give birth, he has the right to say, maybe my wife gave birth to the nekeva. Therefore, there's no bechor rosh, there's no chiv to pay chomis loyim. Ain't come the kohen klum. That's the kid. That's the side over here. These two mishnayos in here that for the mitzvahs pidyon haben, we look at the hilchos mamnis that if the owner, or the father, or the kid has the right to be matzah the kohen to send in a suffix. I'm not the Bechor, Maitim Bechor, Olav Araya, and Echnam, you cannot collect the money. And therefore, the pot of Pidyon HaBen. Now the Gemara says, Maishno Shnei Kahanim, how come by two Kahanim? The Yoz Lagabi Hayu Matchilei, the Yoz Lagabi Hayu Matchilei. So in the case with these two fathers, that they both had a Bechor, and one died, and both the fathers gave the money, they paid up Pidyon HaBen already. And then when one son died, they can't get the money back from the Kayin. The Mishnah says, if they paid it to two separate Kayin, so when the father goes to each Kayin like, or even if it was one husband, one father, but he paid to two different Kayin, so he goes to each Kayin has the right to say that the money I took was for the Ben Netzachai, not for the Ben Netzameis. Therefore the father cannot get his money back from the Kayin, because each Kayin has the right to say, I have the money for the one that's alive. That's called Maishinah Shnei Kanam the Yozla Gabihayu Matkilei, the Yozla Gabihayu Matkilei. His sudden svar should be Kayin Echanami. Even though they're both going to one Kayin, if the father gave the tenth loim to one Kayin, or the two husbands gave the money to one Kayin, the same thing, Lezla Gabihayu Vilitchayim, Lezla Gabihayu Vilitchayim. Like when each father comes to the Kayin to ask back for his five loim, let the Kayin say, listen, the money I took now was for the other ones, for the one that's alive, not for the one that's a mace. Since there are two separate husbands here, even though they both gave the money to the same Kohen, the Kohen took 10 Sloyim, but still, how come the Kohen has to pay back 5 Sloyim, because one kid died? Let the Kohen be mad for each one of them and say, you prove it to me which one died, and I'll pay you back. Since each one can't prove it, let's also say, I'm Mitzvah Chavayu Olav Araya. I'll tell you, I'm Ashmuel, the Bor B'Hashor, we're talking about here, where both husbands come together, with the Shtar Hashor, just to say one, the real one, gave permission for the other one to collect the money. So it's like a Vaday Chiv here right now, you owe us the money. Like Rashi says, Shnei Yovas, the two fathers, Kosu Hashor, like they gave permission, one to collect for the other. The Gavero, Bor Bal Hashor, V'toyvei Manashach, he's not to be Manashach. Im Shali Meis, Hechzali Yesh Shali, V'im Shal Chaveri Meis, Hechzali Yesh Shalai, Sherei Yeshli Hashor. We do not write up a hashor on metaltim. If you want to collect metaltim, since the not ben Rashi says mechzek eshikru shemim biyodim mishalzek lum the chasim misad eshikru, looks like you're signing on false. Maybe doesn't know anything altogether. So here you want to collect the heis loyim it's metaltim. We do not write hashor to collect metaltim. Svara says no. Hanemili when does nadoi say the svara to kafrei. Only if the loiver, the one you asked for, was kaifer. Rashi says, Eicha, the kaifer means loiver l'malva, the loiver already denied it. He says, I don't owe you the money. Then, Tzula kasa malva, show the malva has no right to write or show them. Because then it's a nefzik kishikra. Aval Eicha, the kaifer, but when they did not deny it, then kasrin, and then lochriz, you could write or show. So now, Mishneh, the kohen did not deny it. So therefore, both these fathers come with Hashor. One gives permission for the other one to collect the money. That's like a vadi, they come to the kohen. Listen, you took the 10 sloyim now for these two bechorim. One of them died before 30 days. The one that died is no chiv to pay. He wants the money back, and he can't be matkin say you're not the one, because even if I'm not the husband, I'm not the father, but I have our shur, I'm coming to collect the terrorist, or shliach for the other one. So Manashek, you have to give back the 5 sloyim in a chayim. In such a case, then you'd have to pay back the hay sloyim. That's Trana Mishnah. That's only because they went to 2 separate kahanim. But if they went to 1 kayin, the 1 kayin would have to pay back the 5 sloyim, because they both came with a hashor. All right, we'll stop here.